Hey guys, this is Chris coming to you live from the not so sunny island of Cyprus today. Was the first rain, but it's so beautiful. We're going to be happy with any weather that comes at us, you know, because all weather is good. There's no good or bad. It's sunny, it's windy, it's rainy, it's snowy. It doesn't matter. It's still beautiful. It's still something different. I'm just soaking in the smell from the dirt. I just love this smell, you know. Imagine that's such a beautiful smell, especially here in Cyprus where it doesn't rain a lot, you know, and this is, oh my God, it's raining for us, you know, so I love it. So today's Sunday, and on Sundays we talk about motivation, this funny word, motivation, this cliche word that everybody listens to it and then they try to distance themselves from it because it shows them who they truly are. And I mean, think about it. Motivation, that word comes from the word motive. Motive is the beginning of everything. It's what's going to create an image in your head and then create a thought in your head and then make you take a decision. Because an action is a decision, right? Like you make a decision to act. Like whatever you do is a result of your decisions in your head. So actions are decisions. All the actions come from the motive. And that's why you shouldn't choose to ignore it. That's why you should always be mindful. That's why you should always look at this seriously, you know? It's not like, oh, it's motivation. Oh, they just want to motivate me to be a better person. And all these cliches, those videos that you see on YouTube, you know? No, it's going deeper than that. You need to go deeper than that. You need to look deeper than that. You need to find your fundamental motives. What's driving you? Why do you wake up every day? Why? Ask yourself about that. Every day you wake up. Why do you wake up every day? Why are you so lucky to be alive over here in this beautiful earth? Why do you think? What's the ultimate you can create for this world? I mean, this is why God created you. God, the power, however you want to call him. Don't get specific on the religion. Okay, that's silly. That's wasting time. Why were you created? I believe you were created to live life to the fullest. Do the most of what you can be. Not the most in terms of a competition. The most of what you can be. The most in your version. The most of yourself. In every sector. Because you can. You can. You really can. Honestly, like, nobody's better than you. They just change the way they think. They got their motivations right. When you know what you want, when you know what you want in your head, when you know what you truly want, you start lining up your motivations because you know what you want. And if you know what you want, you have that image in your head of what you want, and what you want will shape all of your motives, because all of your motives, the incentive for your motives will be what you want, what you want to create, how you want to change this world. You're changing this world every single moment, and every interaction you have with a person is a new way to change this world, because if you influence one person, you can influence all of the world, because it's a new brain, it's a new set of eyes. When you're thinking like that, magically, you start truly influencing the world. And you can, we all do it, every day we do it. We just don't like giving the credit to ourselves, you know? Because maybe you went to the grocery store and you made that lady smile. The lady that checked out your groceries. Maybe you made her smile because you called her by the name or you said something extra. How do you know where she's going to carry that smile? Back when she goes back home and she sees her kids or her husband, maybe you, what you said to her in the morning, has an effect on her mood then. So you have a part in her happiness just because you made her smile by saying something extra, you know, like nice hair. Oh, thank you so much. You know? That's change in the world. You change in the world through all the small things that you do. Not like the big picture comes after you start sorting out the small pictures. When you sort out the small pictures, you start getting the big picture right. You have the dreams, you have the goals, but you need to look at what's in front of you. And what's in front of you right now is your motivations. What are your motivations? Always, always act in accordance of your motivations. When you're acting in accordance of your motivations, how can anything go, I don't know, wrong? Yeah, I don't like that word, but how can anything go wrong? How? You're true to yourself. You're true to the image you have in your head. How can anything go wrong? It's what you want, not what they want, not what your mom wants, not what your husband wants. It's what you want. It's what you are. What you want is what you are. What you create. And just think about it. Just think about that. Why is it true motivation? Why was I brought to this beautiful planet called Earth? Why was I so lucky to be alive right here, right now? How can I make the most of it? Right here, right now. Greatness starts now. It's not going to be in 5 years when you get your degree. It's not going to be when you get the promotion. It's going to be right now. Act in accordance with your motivations right now.